podcast number 20, How Do You Sell Your Ideas and Products? This is another episode of Business Rhythm with Frank and Jamie, your regular dose of fun and easy to understand business insights. This podcast is brought to you by businessmango.org. If you need advice on business or management issues, please email us at insights@businessmango.org.
I am Jamie, and I'm glad to be here today with my partner, Frank. Today, we will talk about influencing. Let us say you are a nutritionist and you carry the mission to promote health through proper diet and healthy habits. You do this by providing advice, educating people, and at times, by selling of vitamins and supplements. Your effectiveness to fulfill your mission depends on your ability to influence people to practice healthy eating habits to maintain good health. There is no doubt that your task as a nutritionist requires leadership to influence people around you, namely clients, colleagues, friends, and family members, toward improvement in health and wellness. But how do you influence people toward health and wellness?
Your best bet is to apply the following method of influencing as written in the book Influence by Robert Cialdini. First, be likable. If people like you, people will buy your ideas in any products that you promote. Human nature tells us that people must first buy you as a person before they will follow your ideas or buy your products. Gestures such as providing compliments, showing interest in other people, and dressing up to look good all contribute to increase likability.
Second, cite other people who follow your ideas and use your products. People are more likely to follow you if they see other people following your advice or using your product. Mentioning the number of people already using the product or citing examples of other people your clients know will help improve the chances of a customer buying the product. Psychologists call this phenomenon social proof.
Third, use authority to support your ideas and product. We know that the prescription from doctor, an example of an authority in the medical field, is a powerful tool for patients to take medicine or follow suggested changes in the patient's lifestyle. Similarly, nutritionists can use authority to improve their effectiveness. For example, citing respectable people who follow proper practices or use your prescribed products provides credibility to your ideas and encourages people to follow you. Citing studies or statistics to support practices and use of products is another powerful way to advance your ideas and products.
These three points, which are based on solid research made by Robert Cialdini, can help you become a better influencer.
Best of all, these principles are available to all and applies to all types of context and situation that calls for influencing.
And that is it for today, folks. Again, this is Jamie.
And I'm Frank. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye. Please visit our site businessmango.org for more insights on leadership, finance, marketing, and innovation. Business Rhythm is available in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Windows, and all Android podcast players. If you need advice on business or management issues, please email us at insights@businessmango.org.